This is a discussion on the purchase of a non-current asset on credit. In VCE Unit 3, all acquisitions of non-current assets were for cash. You recorded them, of course, initially in the cash payments journal. In Unit 4, you have to know how to record and report the acquisition of a non-current asset on credit. So think about it. A business has bought a delivery vehicle worth $33,000 on credit from the local car dealer. Let's call it Ace Motor Traders. It's Ace Motor Traders who will generate the invoice and send that invoice to the business. So the business who has bought the delivery van will have the original copy of the invoice, and the Ace Motor Traders, the sundry creditor, will keep a copy for their own records. So we've purchased a non-current asset on credit. Probably got 30 days, maybe 60 days to pay the creditor. It is not a trade creditor for stock. It is a sundry sort of a creditor. You owe these people, Ace Motor Traders, yes, but they're not the same as trade creditors. It has nothing to do with creditors' control. It is an individual creditor that will appear in the general ledger, not in the subsidiary ledger. So you're purchasing a non-current asset on credit. The creditor is nothing to do with creditors' control. It has its own separate creditor's account in the general ledger. Okay, so when we purchase this non-current asset on credit, we have to record it in the general journal. Think about the debits and credits. Purchasing a non-current asset on credit. The debit will be to the asset, the non-current asset, in our case delivery van. So you debit that with the value excluding GST. There's another debit, and that's the GST clearing, because the purchase will reduce your GST liability. So two debits, one to the non-current asset, one to GST clearing. And the credit for the total amount will be to this sundry creditor. Let's call it Ace Motor Traders, our sundry creditor. So you credit that in the general ledger columns of the general journal. Once again, we do not have anything to do with creditors' control. We do not record this sundry creditor in the subsidiary ledger columns of the general journal. It's just recorded in the general ledger, and Ace Motor Traders is a sundry creditor with its own separate account in the general ledger. Don't forget to put a narration in, which would include the document number. So you'd have to know how to post that general journal entry to the ledgers, of course. So you just debit the non-current asset, of course, debit the GST clearing, and you credit the sundry creditor for the full amount, including the GST. Impact on the accounting equation. Assets. Assets will go up by the value of the acquisition excluding GST. So assets up by the value of the non-current asset you've just purchased. Liabilities, there'll be two effects here. The first effect is to increase the sundry creditor for the full amount of the transaction including GST, because you owe that creditor the full amount including GST. But there'll also be a decrease in liabilities due to the reduction in GST. So there'll be a net increase in liabilities, which will equal the increase in assets. So liabilities, the sundry creditor up by the full amount, there's a decrease in the GST clearing, so the net increase will be the same value as the increase in assets. Owner's equity, no impact. What about the reports? Cash flow statement. There is no impact on the cash flow statement because this is a credit purchase of a non-current asset, not a cash purchase. So no impact on the cash flow statement. Profit and loss statement. Once again, no impact because the credit purchase of a non-current asset is not a revenue or an expense transaction. Of course, by buying the non-current asset now on credit, in the future there will be additional depreciation, and that of course will affect the profit and loss statement in the future, but the actual credit purchase of the non-current asset has no direct impact on the profit and loss statement because it's not a revenue or an expense transaction. The balance sheet will be affected. The non-current asset section will of course increase by the value of the non-current asset, excluding any GST. So non-current assets up by the value, excluding GST. Current liabilities, GST clearing will be affected by this transaction. It'll actually be reduced by the value of the GST in this particular transaction. And of course, including your current liabilities will be this sundry creditor with the full value including GST. So there's an impact on the non-current assets, and there's two impact on the current liabilities, one to decrease GST clearing and one to increase the sundry creditor by the full amount. Let's now consider the payment of the sundry creditor sometime in the future. How do we record and report the payment of the sundry creditor in the records of the business? Let's have a think about it. The payment must go in the cash payments journal. So cash payments journal, the bank account or bank column of course is affected, but you do not record the payment in the creditors column. Do not record the payment in the creditors column, record it in the sundry column, because creditors column is kept for or is exclusively used by for payments to trade creditors, that's stock creditors. This is not anything to do with stock. This is a non-current asset, and now the payment of that creditor for the non-current asset. So that goes in the sundry column, not the creditors column. What about the cash flow statement? The cash flow statement has those three headings, as you can remember: operating, investing, and financing. Now, this payment to the sundry creditor for the non-current asset is to do with non-current assets. That is an investing activity. So it's going to be recorded as a negative cash flow item in the investing activities section. Don't forget the brackets. And that payment doesn't split up GST. It's whatever you pay, it goes in the investing activities section as a negative item. So that's how you report the payment of the sundry creditor for the non-current asset. It's as a cash flow item, investing activities, negative cash flow item. That concludes our discussion on the credit purchase of a non-current asset.